While British officials try to figure out why the weapons of mass destruction have not been found, the man who led the search for the last 3 years is leaving his post. Hans Blix retires as the United Nations chief weapons inspector for Iraq when his contract expires at the end of the month. Blix is a Swede, a lawyer by training, a diplomat for many years. He has long experience dealing with the Iraqi regime. In an interview, Hans Blix sounded a cautious note on whether weapons of mass destruction will ever be found in Iraq.
Well, I don't think anyone at this stage is ready to assert that the weapons are gone. What I'm saying is that the longer time passes and the more investigations you have without finding anything, the more reason you have to speculate why did they behave as they behaved, because certainly there was a lot of stalling, denials of access, etc., which led to suspicions that they were hiding something.
There's been a lot of concern raised in the past few weeks over possibly faulty intelligence, possible manipulation of facts about weapons of mass destruction. Based on your knowledge, do you share that concern that intelligence might have been twisted or even distorted to justify a war?
We have only pronounced ourselves about what we have direct experience of, and that is intelligence about specific sites to go to. And we were given such sites from different intelligence organizations, and we did not in any case find proscribed items on such sites. So we drew from that conclusion the conclusion that the intelligence that dealt with sites had grave shortcomings, and I have said so publicly. However, I am not privy to what governments in the US or the UK or other countries might have had by way of intelligence on procurement, for instance, or the listening, the so-called SIGINT, the listening of telephones or what have you. They might have had reasons in that kind of intelligence to draw conclusions which we have not drawn.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt it was my obligation to gently tell the Security Council that the intelligence we had was shaky.
And how do you account for those, what you refer to as shortcomings in that intelligence? Was this human intelligence gone awry or something else?
No, the site intelligence came from different sources. You had sites that were given to us based upon satellite observation, and you had sites that came from defectors. And it seems to me that the Pentagon in the past, at any rate, asserted that defectors were far more interesting than anything else. I think most intelligence organizations would say that you will have to examine critically what you get from defectors. And they would have needed to look even more critically at them than they did.
Dr. Blix, your goal presumably was the peaceful disarmament of the Iraqi regime.
Mm.
That obviously did not happen. How do you personally assess the war against Iraq and its aftermath?
Well, the situation in which we would have needed months more could well have developed into a policy of containment, where you would not have 100% certainty. Washington had certainly pronounced itself against containment. I understand why they felt that there could be a fatigue in the Security Council and individual countries in holding Saddam in his box, as the expression was. This is a drawback with the containment. Advantage is that it's less costly in terms of money and costly in terms of lives. I mean, our operation costs $80 million a year, maybe, and the U.S. military operation perhaps costs $80 billion a year. And we had one casualty in a traffic accident, and the war, you have very many more casualties. And then there are lots of other costs or benefits, and maybe some benefits from the armed action that they've taken and the results in terms of the situation in the Middle East. It's possible, it's too early to know. But there may also be some drawbacks in it. So it's too early to know all these things. What I'm saying is simply that if we had had the continuation of inspection, you would have been on one track, which had been tried before and which has some shortcomings, but it has to be compared then with the other track of the armed action, which also has its shortcomings and its costs. I prefer, I mean, my personal preference was the track of inspection and containment, yes.
Dr. Blix, as you leave your post at the United Nations and you move on to presumably private life, what will be occupying your time?
First of all, I hope to pick some blueberries and some mushrooms and to do some swimming in the Baltic. And then I have lots of engagements in speaking and lecturing and writing. So I will have plenty of things to do within next year or so.
Well, Hans Blix, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Hans Blix leaves his post as Chief Weapons Inspector for the United Nations on June 30th. He spoke with us from his office at the UN.